the Women's Roundtable here on a Live Talk this Thursday, October the 28th, 2020. I'm Marvelous Ipananya here, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah. I'm also broadcasting from my home in Upper Marlboro in Maryland.
And on tonight's show, we're going to be looking at the COVID-19 situation in the country, the number of COVID-19 vaccinations that have been done so far, and other issues facing women. We'll also look at what happened in Harare today when some ex-combatants were brought into court, and we saw some women, also former ex-combatants, who were standing outside complaining about how they are being treated as women who fought for the country. So we have a little video to show you regarding that issue. We'll also be hearing about an update on the sanctions situation in Zimbabwe, where we saw that there was a press conference that was done earlier on today. So we'll also be taking a look at that.
We might also have a look at the ZANU-PF Annual People's Conference, which ended its second day with the party First Secretary, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, commending the United Nations Special Rapporteur Elana Doan on her statement against the illegal sanctions imposed on Zimbabwe by some Western countries, as he says. He also urged people to vaccinate against the COVID-19, saying the party has lost almost 21 national heroes and more than 400 government officials and ZANU-PF officials, mostly due to COVID-19.
Yes, PJ, we are seeing there an image of the UN Special Rapporteur to Zimbabwe, who you just mentioned, and who the president commended for her visit to the country. But we will be giving you more on the issue on Studio 7, and you can listen into the news tonight. But we go back, as usual, to the COVID-19 situation in the country, where we've seen of late the Minister of Health giving us the figures that are coming out. And they say as of March last year, from yesterday's figures, they now have 132,808 confirmed COVID-19 cases in the country and 127,520 and 4,675 deaths since the pandemic started in March last year. And we also look at the vaccination program that is now in its second phase. And when we look at that, we see that at the moment, there are 3.2 million people that have been vaccinated for COVID-19 in the country.
Yes, Marv, there is a total of 3.3 million people who have been vaccinated so far, with over 2.5 million who have gotten their first and second doses. But the government was aiming for 10 million people to be vaccinated by December in order to get the herd immunity, or 60% of the population in Zimbabwe.
Yes, PJ, but I think we will give it to you to do the Ndebele, and then we're going straight to our guest who's here with us on this program this evening.
Yes. Siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje, uhlelo lapho esithi asihluzeni ebomama. Lapho ke esizakhuluma khona izandlube izangkathazelo kuphumelela kwabomama ezinhlangothini ezijiyeneyo ezempilo. Kodwa ke phezulu lapho saqala vele ngalo ubhubhane lolu oluhlasele umhlaba, lwahlasela njalo laseZimbabwe. Ngokutshona kwelanga la izolo, abogatsha lwezempilakahle babika ukubana kube inani lalabo akade sebebanjwe yi-COVID-19 lokhe lolu bhubhane lwaqhamukayo eZimbabwe ngombimbitho nyakenye beselifike kumakhulu kunkulungwane ezedlula ezilikhulu 132,808, ukugoqela ke labo abaphephe kulolu bhubhane, labo abazinkulungwane ezedlula ezilikhulu 127,520. Kwafa abedlula inkulungwane ezine lengxenye 4675 okwamanje kulohlelo oluqalileyo ekuqaliseni kona lo umnyaka olokuhlaba abantu amajekiseni okuzivikela ku COVID-19 kunje sokuhlatshwe abantu abedlula izigidi ezintathu 3.3 million abantu kade sebehlatshiwe ijekiseni lakuqala kuthi ke labo asebehlatshwe amajekiseni wonke omabili asebefika izigidi ezedlula ezimbili lengxenye 2.5 million. So uhulumende ukhangelele ukubana ubethe yena ukhangelele ukubana kuthi kusiyafika ekupheleni kwalomnyaka kube sokuhlatshiwe abantu abangaba yizigidi ezilishumi angikwazi kumbe lelo nani lizafinyelelwa ngokuya kwezikhathi kodwa ke okwamanje lokhu sikuzigidi eziphansi kwezine njalo ke uthi yena ulefisa ukubana ngabe sokuhlatshwe abantu abangaba isilinganiso sokungamashumi ayisithupha ekhulwini 60% ukuze kufinyelelwe isilinganiso leso esibizwa ngesingisi ngokuthi i-herd immunity. Sizakhangela njalo ngesithunywa esiqakathekileyo esithunywe yinhlanganiso yemanyana wamazwe omhlaba e-United Nations, u-United Nations Special Rapporteur Elana Johan oselizweni okwamanje kumbe sesukumela angilaqiniso lakho kodwa ke sekwethekeleleni okwensuku ezilishumi ezezibonela ngawakhe njalo kuzozizwela ngezakhe indlebe ukuthi monakalo bani odalwa yizijeziso zenotho ezafakelwa eleZimbabwe kodwa ke abamazwe ngamazwe angintshonalanga athuthukileyo agoqela oMelika, oBhilithani lamanye amazwe awe-European Union. Kodwa ke wona amazwe angintshonalanga athi lezi zijeziso azifakelwanga iZimbabwe yonke kumbe uZulu wonke waseZimbabwe. Kodwa kulabantu abakuluhlu lonalelo olwezijeziso abangaba ngamashumi aphansi kwathoba munemunye 87 yibo lamankampani adlelana labantu bona labo abakuhulumende labakuzanupief kodwa isilo lizwe lonke kodwa ke unkosikazi Elana Johan yena uthi yena ngokucubungula kwakhe ngophenyo lwakhe alwenzileyo eZimbabwe ukubonile ukuthi izijeziso lezi ziyabamba ziyaphatha uZulu wonke waseZimbabwe njalo kubuyisela muva inotho yeZimbabwe ngakho ke akutholileyo okuphume kuphenyo lwakhe lolu kuzahlaziywa kwele Switzerland ngomnyaka ozayo kodwa ke abezana PF bathabile ngokuthi yena ubasekele esithi lezi zijeziso ziyaphatha umuntu wonke waseZimbabwe ngakho ke wakhuthaza kubana kube lokukhulumisana kube lokukhulumisana phakathi kwenhlangothi ezichiyeneyo nganye labamazwe wona lawo angintshonalanga ukuze izijeziso lezi ziqondiswe sibile lapho okumele ziqonde khona kodwa kwakhathesi zikhanya ziphambanisa ilizwe njengokutsho kwezanupf laye unkosikazi Ellen Johan. Marvelous.
Aiwa apo tinotendai PJ nekutipa chirongwa chedu chanhasi tinokuchingamidzai vese vari pachirongwa chedu chanhasi ini ndiri Marvelous Hlanganya uye ndiri muwashington uko tiri kutsetsenyera tiri gumba sekuziva kwamuri kuita pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19 saka nhasi pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai tiri kupakurirai zvakasiyana siyana tenge tiri kutarisa isu nyaya iyoyi yedenda rechirwere checovid-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kubuda munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika tichitarisa zvanga zviri kuitika muHarare nhasi umo taona vamwe vanova ivo varwi vaive varwi vehondo yerusununguko nyanya madzimai vachichema chema vachiti mari dzavari kupiwa dzemudyambigere ishoma uyezve vari kuti ivo vari kushungurudzwa nemapurisa pavari kuda kuwanikwa ivo vachitaura nhuna dzavo vamwe vavo vawanikwa ivo vachienda kunomiswa pamberi pedare imomo muHarare vachinzi ivo vakawanikwa vachiungana nezviro kuHarare Gardens vachinyunyuta panyaya yemari idzodzi dzemudyandigere vakawanikwa vachisungwa asi nhasi vazomiswa pamberi pedare. Saka tichange tiri kunzwa kuti zvii zvaitika pane madzimai aya anga ari iwo achiwanikwa iwo ari panze pedare muzuva ranhasi.
What wrong have we done? Just come and see our comrades who have been arrested. And we are told to just go. And that plainclothes policeman said, we are going to push you. For what reason? When are we going to be free? In the country that we fought for. This is not fair.
Okay, what's your name?
Dadirai Njitimana Chinomona. That's my name.
Kotipe woga nechishona futi chichaitika.
Tanga takazvigarira apo isu tichimirira kuti vamwe vedu vapinda kumasales vabuda wezoenda kukoti tozonza outcup vatiramidza kupinda tikapu makusara panze. But now they came and pushed us kati dzibvai pano muende kumba. Hatisoda kukuonai pano for the reason we don't know.
Saka makuenda here kumba?
Tinoende. We have to respect the law.
Tumira pano kusvika vataona
vamwe havasi kuda kuenda. So handikuriona kuti vamwe havasi vatotirumira panapa. Tikudawo kunzwa kuti vamwe vedu ndipo tikurwadzira. And you know kuti vanhu vari masales ava most of them vari kurwara. Makumba akazvimba so. Vamwe vacho they are 65, vamwe almost 70. One of my health problems, we've got ailments, hypertension, heart problems, everything. But what will change it for myself?
Saka imikusungwa kwenyu seva verusununguko makashitora sei?
Takagumbuka hatisi kurara. Seni yangu BP yakatokwira. Hatisi kurara because we have done nothing wrong. Hapana chakaipa chakaitwa. Zvakafanana nemwana kana urumba. Kana pakaona kwamaini ni baba achitenga one loaf. If you say baba chingwa achakwani, todo four loaves. Kana kuti three loaves. Ndatadza here. Ndisina kurova baba kana kutuka baba. That is what they wanted to do. They wanted to demonstrate maplaka dzavo to kuradza president kuti no, isusu mari yatiri kupiwa haichakwani. But mapurisa ndo akauya vasati vambo demonstrate. They came. Vasina kutombozva chichavada kuita. They came and arrested them.
Mati
Monza,
ndiri kuti ndadirai nditi mana chinomona. Aiwa apo tsuku kubva kune vamwe vanga vari pachikupa kuratidzira kwanga kuri kuitika muguta reHarare nhasi. Apa nguva iyoyi zvakare muHarare manga muine nhumwa iri kubva kuUnited Nations amai Elana Doha vauya ivo kuzoona panyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika yeZimbabwe. Saka vawanikwa vachitaura ivo nevatori venhau muHarare muzuva ranhasi. Asi mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Munangagwa vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti vanga vari kufara nenhaurirano yavakaita namuzvare kana kuti amai Doha ava vawanikwa ivo vachipinda munyika uyezve vachiongorora kuti zvirango izvi zvobviswa here kana kuti kwete. Zvinyorwa zvakawanikwa zvichipakurwa naivo amai Doha ava zvanga zviri kuwanikwa ivo kuti zvirango ngazvibviswe uyezve vachitaura ivo nezvimwewo zvavari kuti zvinofanira kuitwa nenyika yeZimbabwe kuitira kuti zvirango izvi zviwanikwe zvichibviswa. Asi tiri ipapo regai timbosendeka parutivi nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika timbotaurawo ane madzimai ari kuita iwo mabasa panguva ino yeCOVID-19 vemunyika tichinzwawo kuti zvii zvavari kuita pari zvino uyezve kuti zvirongwa zvipi zvavakabata muzuva ranhasi. Tinokuchingamidzai pachikongwa chedu muzvare varaidzo show. Hello, muzvare varaidzo show.
Hello, Magadi, how are you?
Aiwa, tiri wadi zvedu. Munganyatsotitsananguro kuti ndimi ani nezita reorganization yenyu nezvamuri kuita here panguva ino yeCOVID?
Zita rangu ndinonzi varaidzo show. Ndinomirira organization inonzi Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence. Rinova ivo sangano rinomirira madzimai uye rinodzidzisa madzimai kuti vapinde mumaleadership positions is kubva kumaleadership positions akaita sekubva kumarural districts kumasdcs kuita macouncillors kuita maMP even kuita mapresident tichivadzidzisa tichivadzidzisa kushita kuti mutungamiri unofanira kunge uchiziva izvi unofanira kunge uchigona izvi uye unozvibata sei.
Saka pari zvino panguva yeCOVID-19 muri kuzviita sei zvirongwa izvi tichiona kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo vanhu havana kusununguka kuti vafambe?
Nepewe COVID-19 tange tave kuita zvirongwa zvedu tichizviitira yatinotiwo paZoom. Patanga tichifanana nemadzimai tichishanda navo tichishandisa Zoom tichivadzidzisira ipapo nekuti kuungana kwakwa kusiri kubvumidzwa nekuda kwecovid-19.
Maybe let's just go into English. If you can just tell us what your organization is doing, especially during this time of COVID-19, when it comes to programs that prepare women for leadership.
Okay. During this COVID-19 times, we've been training women in transformative feminist leadership, which is a training where women are trained in various topics, which includes sexual reproductive health rights. We go on to teaching them on how to become an effective leader, what is a leader, at the different states of government and their functions, how they can be part and parcel of the electoral processes that are happening in our country. And also we've been teaching them they've been going through trainings like social entrepreneurship, where we teach them on how to become social entrepreneurs. We impart them with skills to make sanitizers, washable masks that they use with their families and then sell some of the stuff so that they can have income to support their families. As we know that most of the women, they were illegal, they had to stop going to work because of the COVID-19. Mm-hmm. So we're giving them funds after training them, we give them small funds to revive their projects so that they can better their livelihoods and also mm-hmm. use the money.
What are besides, we carry on.
You can ask your question, it's okay.
Yeah, I was just going to say that what are some of the challenges that you are seeing women saying they are facing during this COVID-19, besides just the pandemic?
Most women are saying challenges are not being able to provide for their families, mm-hmm. Since most of them are not being able to carry out the different jobs that they are doing to provide for their families, and also that they suffer, most of them are suffering from gender-based violence because they're stuck in their homes with their abusers and they do not have someone to go and report. Those are the challenges that they've been facing, and that the burden of taking care of their families been upon them, especially now that their husbands are not going to work, during the lockdown period where kids are not going to school. Women had to be teachers also, so their duties as mothers had to increase because they had to do all the house chores, make sure that they're teaching the children, make sure that they're fending for the families. So all that burden was upon women because of the COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. And we also understand that you have a program where you've been assisting women who want to go and register to vote with transportation. How is that going? Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, WAWPE launched the 2.2 Votes for Women from Women Election Campaign, which aims to engage and mobilize women, including young women, virgin voters, to go and register as both candidates and voters in the 2023 elections. Under that campaign, we've been assisting women who want to go and register to vote to make sure that they get to the polling stations without facing any challenges.
And would you say that you've been successful in encouraging women to vote?
Yes, we can safely say we've been successful because we've had over 300 women, virgin voters, who have registered to vote since the kickstart of the campaign.
Explain to us what you mean by virgin voters.
Virgin voters, these are first-time voters.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
So you are literally trying to encourage some who have never voted before, you're saying?
Yes, yes.
And which areas are you operating?
Harare and Tasa for now. Yes. But we work in all the 10 provinces of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much. PJ, they were hearing from Ms. Zemi, who's just telling us about some of the projects that they are doing to encourage voters to vote. I'm not sure whose mic is hot. There's something going on here. There's some noise coming from somewhere.
So. Siloma Nyathi lapha uperseverance Nyathi owenhlanganiso ye Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association ecingweni we akayenelisanga ukuthi angene nge-B-Live. Mav, I got Miss Perseverance Nyathi on WhatsApp audio. That's how we are going to go through this program. Kodwa ke ngingakayi kumanyathi uthi sihlangeleke ukuba unkosazana abarayizo kade sithini uthi yena bale nhlanganiso lapho abancedisana khona labo mama ukubana bakhankasele ukungena ezikhundleni zobukhokheli njalo bafundisa umama ngenhlelo ezehlukeneyo zokuzinakekela ama-income generating projects. Babe sebesiba lohlelo njalo olokufundisa omama lokubakhuthaza omama ukuthi bahambe bayirejista ukuthi bavote ukubhalisela ukuvota. Nkosazana Perseverance Nyathi, siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje.
Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo lo.
Ye. Kumhlanganiso yenu leyi eye Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, nilazo ke inhlelo eziqondane labo mama nxa sikhangeleke ngobhubhane lwe-COVID-19 sikhangeleke njalo lenhlelo zokuzinakekela njengabesifazane. Ungasichathekela ngamafutshane.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Salibonani balaleli. Njengoba ihlelo ibizo lami u-Perseverance Nyathi, Residents Association nayo. Inhlanganiso yethu igoqela amawadi wonke akobulawayo angu-29. Njalo xa singamawadi siyalandelela ukuthi kumawadi onalawo lawo kunabomama abaphila kumawadi lawo. So njengobana sihlangane lohlelo olusolukhona umkhuhlane wobhubhane i-COVID-19, siyagqugquzela njalo kuzakhamizi ikakhulu labomama abayibo abaphethe izimuli ezindlini ukuba bafikeleke kumkhuhlane lowo khona.
Ye. Likwenza njani lokhu njengoba kade bekuma-lockdown? Selizijayele na izindlela zezinkundleni eze-social media, o-Zoom, lezinye indlela?
Siyazama ngazo zonke indlela ukuxhasa izakhamizi ukubana lazo zifinyelele kwi-information inale khona ye-COVID-19 ukubana labo bakhuseleka njani. Nakuma radio stations sikhona, nakuma social media sikhona, ama handles ethu awebupra konke kukhona.
Ye. Nasikhangeleke liyababona yini abesifazane ikakhulu labo abasakhulayo bephatheka kunhlelo lezi?
Abesifazane abasakhulayo bayaphatheka kakhulu, kodwa siyafisa ukubana inani ngabe liyakhuphuka ngobana sikhangelele ukuthi omama yibo kumele bagqugquzele abanye bazise abanye ukubana hhayi bahlabele ijekiseni elikhona ukwenza ukuthi bavikeleke.
Uyababona inani labo belikhwabitha na ukuyahlatshwa ijekiseni leli?
Okwamanje inani leli selingathi liyehla, kodwa silokhu silwisa ukubana inani leli lingayehla. Lokhu silwisa ngamandla ngoba abantu abalalwazi kakhulu, njalo ulwazi abalufinyelelanga kakhulu ukubana baxwayiswe ukubana hhayi i-COVID kumele kwenze so.
Njalo nxa sikhangele kulinyanga ekamfumfu eka-October kade kukhuthazwa ukulimukisa abesifazane ngemvukuzane yebele, linake lolu daba liluphathe kanjani kubhubha?
Njengenhlanganiso ekhangela labo mama, siye sangena kumawadi sigqugquzela ukuthi omama labo bahambe bayehlolwa umkhuhlane lo, umkhuhlane omubi osoqeda omama. So ngakho-ke lokhu sigcizelela ukubana hhayi omama sisukumeni asiphakameni siyehlolwa.
Yikho-ke libabone omama besukuma na besiya ezindaweni ezihlukeneyo, kube kwaba lezinye izihlelo lapho omama kade behlolwa khona kungela mbadalo?
Ye, izindawo zikhona lapho omama bahlolwa khona, amakliniki kahulumende, amakliniki awe-council zikhona indawo, kodwa thina njengabomama, omama baphakami ngendlela okufanele ngabe bayaphakama. So lokho sizama ngendlela zokuthi sinjani sibagqugquzele ukuthi basukume.
Yeah. Njengenhlanganiso lilenhlelo na ezinjengalezo ezike zakhulunywa ngesikhulumi kade sikhona lapha ubarayithi esithi nanaye balenhlelo zokukhuthaza omama ukuthi bangene ezikhundleni zobukhokheli ihlelo ezinjengokukhuthaza ukuthi abantu bahambe bayerejista ukuthi bavote ngomnyaka oka-2023 kukhetho lika-2023 linalilazo-ke ihlelo ezinjengalezo.
Ihlelo leyi sinayo kobulawayo kumawadi wonke. Sinalo uhlelo lokuthi abantu bathwale bayisiwe efamona lapho kurejista khona. Sikuqalile-ke thina sakuqala inyanga ezimbili ezidlulileyo ukubona abantu basukume bayerejista ukuvota ukwenza ukuthi bazikhethele abakhokheli babo bakusasa.
Libabona omama besukuma na kulolu hlelo?
Omama bayasukuma. Bayasukuma kakhulu sibili, ikakhulu kuprogramu kuhlelo le-voter registration, hhayi bayaphakama.
Abasakhulayo-ke bangaba lakho ukuthi bayenze njengokwenzakalayo eZambia, ngoba eZambia kukhetho olusanda kwenziwa kuthiwa abasakhulayo yibo abaphakeme masinya bekhuthazana nezinkundleni ze-social media ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota njalo bavota ngobuningi. Libona ngani lokhu kungenzakala na eZimbabwe?
Ngiyabonga. Ngi-perseverance ngimele uhlangothi lwabontanga ku-Progressive Residents Association. Siyazama ngazo zonke indlela ukubana ontanga labo baphatheke kunhlelo zonke ezikhona zelizweni, ngoba ikusasa lelizwe lisezandleni zama-youth ontanga.
Can you explain just a little bit in brief what is Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association and what you stand for?
Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, it is an association that caters for residents in all 29 wards of the city of Bulawayo. We've got all portfolios from the youth secretary, water secretary, chairman. We've got 19 executive members every ward. So in terms of the residents and the organization, we're the watchdog of the organization, of the residents, in terms of service delivery of the city.
Yeah. Marvelous. You wanted to ask?
But I'm not sure if you'll be able to hear me. So maybe what I can ask and then you can tell her, because I don't know if she can hear me. But I just want to say something else. But are they working alongside organizations like those being represented by when it comes to?
I can hear you, Marvelous.
Okay, great. So is your association working alongside organizations like WOW when it comes to issues concern women, especially the issue of registering to vote and women in leadership?
Did you hear that perseverance?
I did hear quite correctly. Could you please rephrase
basically asking whether you do have programs that are women to go and register to vote as well as to go into leadership. Yes.
Oh, thank you. We do have programs that encourage women to go and register to vote. Every ward, we are engaging with the communities. Like I said, we've got 29 wards. All of these wards, we take the people to Famona, where there is a ZEC, to go and register.
Do you feel that these places, the ZEC places, are adequate?
Not at all. They are not adequate because these offices, they are far from people, far away from people. And for an individual to just say, I want to go and register to vote,
it's a hassle because the place is just quite far. So the people need assistance in terms of transport. So as an organization, we are catering for transport.
Aiwa, apo tirikunzwa isu zviri kutaurwa ipopano panyaya yezviri kuitwa nesangano reBulawayo Residents Association vari kutaura kuti ivo sesangano vari kutowanikwawo panguva inoyi vachiita zvimwe zvirongwa sezviri kuitwa nesangano reWAO mukuedza kubatsira madzimai kuti anyorese ivo kuti vaende kunovhota. Vataura ivo kuti kunowanikwa iko madzimai achifanira kunge vachirejista kunovhota kwakakuri kure. Uyezve mari dzekufambisa dziri kuti netsei. Zvatakanzwa zvakare zvichitaurwa nevamiriri veMBC Alliance vanga vari pano pachirongwa vhiki rapfuura vachiwanikwawo vachitatsurana nevamiriri veZANU-PF panyaya iyoyo yekuti madzimai vanofanira kunge vachiwaniswa mukana wekuti vakwanise kufamba nyore kuenda kunonyoresa kuvhota. Saka tiri kunzwa sangano iri rikuBulawayo rakamirirwa ipo pano vachitaura ivo kuti ivo sesangano vari kuwanikwa ivo vari kutoitawo zvirongwa zvekuti vaedze kukwezva madzimai kuti vaende kunonyoresa kuvhota. PJ
Lizibani ungatsanda ukuti ukhuthaze ikakhulu abesifazane abasakhulayo nxa sikhangele into udaba lokuyabhalisela ukuvota kanye lokuthi abantu bayehlatshwa ijekiseni lokuzivikela ku-COVID-19. Manyathi.
Ngiyabonga. Ngizaqala nge-COVID-19 ijekiseni. Kuhle kakhulu ukuthi umuntu azivikele. So ngiyagqugquzela njalo ukubana asiphakameni komama, asiphakameni mantombazana, siyehlatshwa le jekiseni ngoba lizasivikela kakhulu. Ngiphinde ngidlulisele ku-voter registration ukubana kulilungelo lakho, kulilungelo lethu lokubana sihambe siyerejista, siyerejistele ukuvota 2023 ngobana kumele sizikhethele abameli bethu, ayikhona ukukhethelwa ngabanye abantu. So kulilungelo lakho ukubana usukume uyevota, usukume uyerejista. Ngiyabonga.
Kungasiko kurejista kodwa kulabo engxenye abarejistayo kudala libakhuthazane ukuthi bangabe bangahamba yini bayehlola yona ke i-voters roll.
Iye njalo siyabakhuthaza laba asebarejista kudala ukubana bahambe bayecheck ukuthi yonke into ikhona ku-system, yonke into ilungile na. Mhlawumbe abanye sebathi ngezinto ezenzakalayo elizwe umuntu uyakwazi ukutshintsha ngokuhlala. Njalo siyagqugquzela ukubana xa usuke watshintsha ngokuhlala, hamba okhangela lapho izekhe eseduzane lawo, utholakale lawe ukhona kuzekhe, kumasystemu ezekhe, ukwenzeka ukuthi kube lula mhlawumbe nxa sesiyavota.
Ye kulolu bhubhane ijekiseni yokuzivikela kulabanye abathi kabasoze bahlatshwe ile ijekiseni ngoba bayesaba. Libubona njani khona ngapho ngakoBulawayo?
Ekuqaliseni abantu baqala besesaba sibili besithi ijekiseni kulezitori eziningi, kodwana xa abantu balolwazi abantu bayaphakama. Njalo ngiyagcizelela ukubana abantu kabasukume, kabaphakame, ngoba ma uvikelekile uyakuvikela nomunye oseduzane kwakho.
Ye labe muli yonke. Yeah, marvelous.
Mm-hmm. So, I think now we can go back to our guest who had dropped off. She's now back. Ms. Varaizo, welcome back to the program. You were hearing there what we were hearing from the Bulawayo Resident Association about some of the work that they are doing also. So, do you work alongside other women's organizations or other organizations to try and encourage women to register to vote?
Yes, WAOPE works with women-led community-based organizations.
I know your network is a big issue in Zimbabwe, so we
across the 10 province organizations so that they can facilitate and help women out during this COVID-19 era.
Mm-hmm. What about the issue of COVID-19 itself? Have you been here? What are you hearing from the women when you are, you know, communicating with them? Have they been going out to get the vaccination? What's the situation like?
When the first rollout came out, most women were afraid to go and get vaccinated because they didn't have enough information about the vaccination, about the efficacy and the safety of the vaccination. So they were reluctant to get vaccinated. But as time went on and this awareness raising was done, we have seen the number of women being vaccinated going up, and most women have been vaccinated because they do need to protect their families.
Mm-hmm. Tambopinda murimirwa mai kuti munoshanda here nemamwe masangano tsangati nemunyarikani vanga vari pano vanga vari kutaura ivo vari vakamirira lawai CC Progressive Nyati imi munoshanda here nemamwe masangano akazvimirira panyaya iyoyi yekuedza kukwezva madzimai kuti vaende kunovhota kunonyoresa kugoma
hongu tinoshanda nemamwe masangano. Tinoshanda nemamwe maorganizations makuru akaita sana Oxfam, taitove necampaign yainzi hashtag beyond COVID-19. Pataishanda navo tichibatsiridza madzimai tichireidza awareness, tichidzidzisa madzimai zvakanakira kuti vaende kunobayiwa uye kuti vachakana zvakanakirei. Uye tinoshandawo natinotiwo macommunity-based, mawomen-led community-based organizations. Anovaiwo masangano madiki ari mumanharaunda akasiyana-siyana atinoshanda navo. Tange tichishanda navo vamwe vacho tichivapa yatinoti iyo seed funding, mari yekuti vabatsirike pakuita maprograms ane chekuita necovid-19.
Zvii zvavari kunyanyonyunyuta nazvo makatarisa panguva ino yecovid-19 madzimai zvamunoti imimi dai vamwe vakateererawo vachida kubatsira vangabatsira sei?
Tinoona kuti madzimai vazhinji emuzimbabwe vazhinji vachivayerarama nekutengesa. Saka nekutanga kwakaita COVID-19 nekuvharwa kwakaitwa mabhodha uye nekusakwanisa kubuda mudzimba vachinotengesa, vazhinji vacho vakasangana dambudziko rekuti vanga vasisakwanisi kuwana mari yekuzvichengeta ivo nemhuri dzavo. Uye rimwe dambudziko ravakasangana nderekuti tinoshanda nevamwe madzimai ari kumaruwa, vana vanga chaiye yatinoti online learning, vazhinji madzimai vanga vasina zvekushandisa kuti vakwanisa kubatsira vana vaite online learning. Asi nekukurudza kwemaseed funding atakavapa, vamwe vacho vakakwanisa kutenga tinotiwo masmartphone, vavakwanisawo kuzvidzidzisa vana vavo e-learning uye vakwanisa kupindawo matrainings avangasingakwanisa kupinda anga achiitika pazoom. Uye sezvo tiri kupinda munguva ye-16 days of activism against gender-based violence, tinoona kuti imwe nyaya yaisangana nemadzimai panguva yecovid-19 inenge iri yekuti vanga vari kudzimba vachifana kurarama uye nekuswera nevanhu avo vanovambunyikidza, vanhu vaabuse, vanhu vavo varume vavo, uye vanga vasina kwekuti vatizire kuti vaende kunoripota nekuti vazhinji vanga vasingakwanisi zveonline.
Tiri panyaya iyoyo yeonline, makazvigona sei panguva yecovid? Nekuti tinoona kuti vazhinji vanga vari kuchema-chema nyanya nekukwira kwedata kana kwemabhandiro anoshandisika. Maizvifambisa sei imi?
Isusu pamadzimai vedu vatinodzidzisa taivatengera data rekuti vachikwanise kushandisa kupinda mumameetings. Matrainings avaidzidziswa kugadzira masanitizer nevamasi taivatengera data rekuti vashandise.
Aiwa, regai tiimbonzwa zvakare kubva kune vamwe vanyarikani vedu tisati takwanisa kunge tichipedzisa hedu tichimbonzwa kuti pane masineji here anokwanisa kuitika ekubhulawayo kune kwamuri. Mune maofisi here kubhulawayo?
Hatina maofisi, asi tina atinoti mawomen-led walands, watinoti mawomen leadership networks, anovaiwo mawalands edu anotimirira munharaunda dzatinenge tisiri. Tinavo futi kubhulawayo, ndo vamwe vatinoshanda navo vanotibatsira kushanda vari underground.
PJ.
Yes, wele kuwe manyazi kuhlelo ezisungulwe ngokuqhamuka kwalolu bhubhane olwe-COVID, ngoba ukusebenza kwakhona kade kubesokuhlupha. Omama ababhekananga la lo hlupho lokuthi baye ebulenjini, njalo labantwana ukuthi bayenzele ukuthiwa yi-e-learning ngalesi sikhathi. Lina njengenhlanganiso kade lisebenzelana njani ukuze bafinyelele lolo lwazi, bafinyelele even abantwana ukuthi bafinyelele izifundo?
Ms. PJ, your audio is not very clear. You might want to come out and come back in again. We can't hear what you're saying.
Okay,
carry on this here. Maybe now it's better.
Okay, yeah, bonga.
Yeah.
Thina njengenhlanganiso emele izakhamizi ama-residents besisebenza ngama-squares. Ama-squares lawo nje ukuthi mhlawumbe elokishini elilodwa mhlawumbe eNkethane kulama-squares. Ama-squares abeguqela abantu mhlawumbe abangu-20 bese kuthanisa abantu bebebalutshwane. So sesihlanyela-ke ikulwazi ade sifuthi abantu babelwazi. Mhlawumbe bangene through ama-social media. Sesibancedisa-ke ukuba idatha izindlela ade sizisebenza ngazo.
Masikhangele-ke kwisikhatshana esifitshane esilandelayo sizangena-ke kuhlelo lole-16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Lina-ke lilungiselele kuphi kwangkhona kumkhankaso we-16 days lo.
Kumkhankaso lo othi uzaba khona bese silungiselele ukubana siyangena kuma-radio station. Sifaka ulwazi ebantwini, sifaka ulwazi kubomama ukubana balandelele impilo leyi, impilo eqakathekile, njalo sigqubuzela nabobaba konke nje ukubana abantu babe lokuhlala okuhle nje emizini yabo.
Lilibonile liqonga na inani lezinhlakalo zokuhlukumezana ezindlini ngalesi sikhathi ese-COVID-19?
Ngesikhathi se-COVID-19 inani leli belingathi liyakhulu. Ngoba abantu bebethule nzima kuningi abantu kuhlasela abantu emakhanda sikhalela ukuthi lizwe lethu leli vele umkhulumo uminjani. So abantu laba badimbeka nje ukubana baphenduka lama-short temper sokubangela-ke ukulwa ezindlini, kodwa siyaduguzela njalo ukubana abantu bahlalisane kuhle kukhulume lapho-ke ukunakale khona kungabi ula ngaso sonke isikhathi.
Thank you there to our guest, Ms. PJ. Unfortunately, your audio is still not very good, so you might want to just come out and come back in so we can sort out the audio. But we're hearing there, I think Ms. PJ had asked her guest about the issue of the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, a program that both women will be looking forward to in these coming days. Welcome back to the program, Mrs. Joel. Just tell us a little bit. You mentioned that before we got to our other guest about the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Tell us a little bit about that program and what you will be doing as an organization.
As an organization, during the 16 days of activism, I'll carry on doing awareness raising campaigns on the ills of GBV and the impacts that it has on women who want to run for public offices. Because we have noticed that it is because of GBV that most women shy away from participating in political leadership. And we'll also be running radio and TV programs on gender-based violence. And we'll also be sending what we call love letters, celebrating human rights defenders during 16 days of activism.
Timongatisana nguro kuti mazuva ari kutevera pachange paine chirongwa che 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Mazuva aya mazuva api uyezve munenge muri kuita chii? Akakosha sei nyanya kumadzimai?
Mazuva 16 days of activism against gender-based violence akatikoshera semadzimai, nekuti ndipo apo patinosangana tese patinenge tichishanda tichidzidzisana zvakashatira gender-based violence inova inowanika kudzimba uye kumabasa. Tichange tichiita maradio programs tichidzidzisa madzimai kuti gender-based violence yakashatirei uye tingabatsirana sei, nekuti tinoti vazhinji vanosangana nayo gender-based violence asi havakwanisi kubuda pachena kuti vataure, zvinozoita kuti vanhu vashaye kubatsirika. Uye tinoona vamwe vakadzi vazhinji vasingazotore zvigaro zveutungamiri uye vamwe vacho vanotozopedzisira vazviuraya nekuti vanenge vasingazivi kuti voendepi uye ndiani angavabatsiri.
Tinoona zvakare nyanya madzimai anenge ari kuda kuita mabasa iwaya ekutungamira, tinoona achinyombwa achiitwa zvakasiyana siyana. Zvii zvamunoitawo mubasa renyu ramataura kuti munowanikwa muchivapa dzidziso? Munovapa dzidziso ipi?
Patinichiwa padiso tunawadzitisa utisezo muna wasarudza kwa mtunga miriri. Izu shikera utakisanga ni machambuzi kwa kawande kutuwa ngutunuzo wa hizu wali mazitaa singa 280. Ni kutuwa ngutunuzo mkazi panu kutawe kuda kutula shikara chiku mtunga miranu banza akuita hasisi na unu wakanaka kala utaiwa. Azo pinya pati kwa uchigara chuchu ni kutanga azo ita izu na awa ni mtunga miriri ningi. Sika tinawadzitisa nye kuti nyangu wa sangana ni machambuzi kwa kaita se wafani kuregeza kutawa tunga miriri. Uye kutivano kwa nsa kuzubatira se uye ndi kupuka wangano reporter ya edzi ya gada edzi gender-based violence.
Chombo tari sapangua ino ye COVID-19 maona ireo wadu wevano yariku tuwa mirishu wanganya nyama zimayo yariku shunguru za uchipira kana uchipi.
Pangua ye COVID-19 ya tangati ya tiri ita ono tumazimayo haka wanda. Namba ima zimaya anumbuni kids wa yaga tikwilei kudalika zoya imbo vieka ita.
PJ. Just hold on, PJ. I'm trying to unmute you.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Manyati, as we are etabeni loguti nge lockdown, COVID-19 lockdown, ama restrictions angkwani. Apache okungakana ni abesifazani, omama. Marvelous. You wanted to say something or you wanted to ask?
Yes, I actually wanted to just read this, so thank God it works. Because, yeah, I just wanted to go back, you know, to the images that women are making. I heard our guests here talking about what they're doing as the Bulawayo Residents Association in Bulawayo. So I'm going back to wow to just say that. So moving forward, what kind of issues are you going to be addressing? We see, as you say, there's the 16 days of activism coming up. There are also other women-related issues coming up. What's your, like, at the top of your list as we move into the following month? We know that this month has been Breast Cancer Month. Were you also talking to your women about breast cancer and issues like that?
Okay. Moving forward as well, we'll be talking on the effects of GBV. on women who want to participate for public elections, as we are nearing the 2023 public elections.
Mm-hmm. And where can people actually find you? And is it easy for women to come through and say, hey, look, I'm really interested in going into politics. Can you train me, or do you actually go out and headhunt? How do you find this?
People can reach us through our Twitter accounts, our Instagram, our Facebook, basically our social media pages. I'll give out the handouts. Our Twitter is at WALPE with the capital letter W, then small letter A, LPE, then capital letter A for Academy, and then it's Women Reform Network. And then our Instagram is WALPE Academy, and our Facebook is Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence. And another page is Women Reform Network. And then women can get in touch with us on +263 784 420 409. They can send a call me back or a text message, you'll call them back. And to answer the question that you're asking, if women are really coming forward and saying they want to be trained, yes, we have had overwhelming numbers of women reaching out to us, even in other areas that we haven't reached, to want to be trained. So women are coming forward and they want to be trained.
Mm-hmm. Tichinongwa chedu chipera sinokuvunza kuti mukuona vamadzimai vachiuya here vega kungoti aiwa inini ndinokuda muchingamiri zviri nyore here kuti mudzimai angofunga kuti ndaakudawo rudzidziso rwokuti ndingaite sei muchingamiri nyanya munyaya idzo dzezvematongerwo edu.
Sekuona kwangu izvezvi zvave nyore kumadzimai kuti vauye vachiti vanoda kudzidziswa, nekuti izvezvi tikada kutarisa madzimai ari kutumidzira mameseji kuwalpe kudobokidza pamasocial media pages edu, paFacebook kana paTwitter kana paInstagram kana pakufona chaipo palaini rebasa, tine vakadzi vakawanda vari kuzotumidzira mameseji vari kufona vachiti vari kuda
network yedu iyeyi yatadzwa kutakamo
kuti vangaite sei kuti vapinde.
Alright, regai tiende kuna Miss PJ.
Yeah. Manyati, uyazizela lawe labo abafunayo ukuthi bangene kumbe bazise lehlelo ezebhuku
niyabonga kakhulu. Sikhona kuma-social handles ethu ku-Twitter lawayo BYO Progressive Resistance Association, lagu Facebook sikhona, lagu Instagram sikhona, emahofisi ethu akhona eFidelity, 5th Street and 12th Avenue sikhona.
Ilazi na ihlelo ezikhaza omama ukuthi bangene ezikundleni zobukhokheli, ukuba ngamakhansela, ukuba ngamalunga edalele ephalamende lezikhundla eziphezulu.
Ngiyabonga. Thina siyinhlanganiso emele ifanise njalo siyasikhuthele zibe lolwazi kubakhokheli abafuna babakhokhele, njalo siyasifundise izakhamizi ukubana nxa sebefuna ukukhetha bakhethe umuntu abamaziyo bembona la ngokusebenza kwakhe kuleso sigaba.
Kuqakathekile lokho.
Kuqakathekile kakhulu. Kuqakathekile kakhulu ngoba kathi sisondalane ukhetho luka-2023. Ngakho-ke izakhamizi yizo ezilomlando ukukhetha abantu abazabamela okweminyaka emihlanu.
Emihlanu elandelayo. Sihle ngihle ngikunike-ke ithuba lokuthi for you to highlight programs that you have lined up for the 16 days of activism against the agenda-based violence.
Thank you so much. For the 16 days, we have engaged radio stations to give an awareness to the women and the men, and we also engaging with the youth to foster the registration program because we see it fit. It is so very ideal for the youth to stand up and go and register for the upcoming 2023 elections.
Did you see the numbers rise of gender-based violence in these COVID-19 restrictions?
Yes, the numbers rise so much to the extent that it is so much touching to see cases rising each and every day. So we encourage people to live in harmony. We encourage people to live in a good society that is surrounded with love.
Are you working with other organizations in Bulawayo to just develop?
Yes, we are working.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. We are working with other organizations, the World, which is Women in Leadership Development. We are working with the World. We are working with other BVT. We are working with many other organizations in Bulawayo, just to foster an awareness around the GBV, around voter registration. Yes.
On that note, PJ, unfortunately, our time is really not on our side, but, you know, we'd like to really give also the last word to Ms. Joe, who has come back. I know you've had challenges here and there, but thank you for sticking throughout the program all the way from Zimbabwe. If you can give us your last word as WAWP, and where can people follow you?
Ngithande kubonga ngithathe leli thuba lokubonga lina abalaleli ngokubukela lolu hlelo lethu lalamhlanje. Ngibonge njalo uNkosazana Phezisevirience Nqati esibelaye kuhlelo owenhlanganiso yezakhamizi eyeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association obechasisa ngenhlelo abalazi eziphathelane lokuthuthukisa omama abesifazane kunhlangothi ezehlukeneyo zempilo, ikakhulu ukuthi labo baqonge isibindi bangene ezifundeni zobukhokheli njalo barehambe bayerejista ukuba bavote ngomnyaka ka-2023. Igaba lami Praxedes Jeremiah, ngimeleke emhlanga.
Thank you there, PJ. I would like to also thank Varaizo Show for, you know, being standing alongside with us for the past hour. I know challenging network, everything that you start with us of WAWP and some of their projects that they are actually doing to encourage women to go and vote and also to encourage women to have leadership positions. I'm Marvelous Nanganyahuye in Washington saying have a very good night.